This is a prepaid call from
William Coons,
an inmate at the county correctional facility. All phone calls are subject to recording and monitoring. To decline this call, press 9 now, and to accept this call, press 1 now. Thank you. Your call has been accepted.
This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is the homemade broadcast. It is October 30th, 2023. The Tampa Bay Lightning take on the Seattle Kraken this evening, which means that the Johnny B Show is not on the air. But we will be on the air on Halloween, which is exciting. We're going to have a Halloween spooktacular. It's going to be a lot of fun. Bring your tricks, bring your treats. And I'm sure we'll probably do some of this, what I'm about to tell you about today, on the show tomorrow. But since it is Halloween, I have a very special top 10. People love top 10s. It's a lot of juice. A lot of juice in that squeeze. The top 10 Halloween costumes of 2023, according to Google. I don't know what they do, but I guess they're a Halloween website. And they have the top 10 Halloween costumes for 2023. Coming in at number 10... Bunny, this is horse. This is what chicks do so they can look. I mean, I appreciate it. I'm not mad. I like it, but I'm just saying this is a good opportunity to dress like a whore, as these whores are right here. So that's number 10. That's good stuff. A classic there. Number 9. Uh-oh, cultural appropriation time. Ninja, the Japanese warrior thing guy, the notable, cool looking, shrouded in secrecy. Somebody's going to get canceled for that this year. You cannot do that anymore. You can't dress as other cultures. You know, it's funny. I was talking to a friend of mine who, I think I told you about this a few weeks ago. In fact, I know I did, about a friendish sort of friend of mine that I was on a small group vacation with. And he was talking about being microaggressed. He's an Asian fella. He, was upset that some people were doing Korean chants in a restaurant, a Korean themed restaurant. He didn't like that. He thought it was a little too much, a little racist. So I see a picture of this guy dressed up in his Halloween costume. I don't care. You know me, I don't care. But I saw him dressed up as Ratatouille. He was the chef and his girlfriend was the rat. You can't do that. You're Korean. You got to go as ninja. Well, actually, I don't think Koreans, not, they don't have ninjas, I don't think. But whatever, you know, you can't do it, right? You're not allowed. I just thought it was ironic. I don't really care at all. But I did find a lot of the irony is palpable in these days, in clown world days. It's a little much. But anyway, number 9, the classic ninja. Okay. Number 8, tranny. No, just kidding. Cowboy coming in at number 8. And here is RuPaul dressed as a cowboy. I don't think I would call that cowboy garb. Really, the only thing resembling a cowboy here is the shape of the hat. But even that, this is more Bret Michaels than cowboy. So I wouldn't have selected this photo to go along with cowboy. But they did. So here's RuPaul dressed as a very flamboyant cowboy. That was one of my first Halloween costumes as a kid. I remember I was a cowboy. Don't know what the mystique is behind it. It is a piece of Americana, perhaps. I don't know. People like cowboys. Cowboy. Number 7, dinosaur. Yes. Oh, this one. Nerds love this one. There's a certain type of folk. I remember there was this guy who used to just wear this thing. And it, when these suits first came out a few years ago, this inflatable dinosaur suit, which if you're listening on podcast, you're not getting the visuals here. So I'd encourage you to head over to willsyoutube.com and get the video stream as well. But number seven dinosaur, and for those of you who are listening on podcast, it is the inflatable, you'll know it if you see it, the inflatable dino costume. People like to wear this and go, that guy's clearly zany, even when it's not Halloween. They like to just shock people and go, look how zany that guy is. He's wearing a dinosaur costume. And number seven, this year, according to Google, people are going to be dinosaurs. A lot of zany people out there. Number six, Wednesday Addams. Here's another man dressed like a woman. I don't know if they did this on purpose. This is KTLA. But Wednesday Addams is very popular, I believe, because there was a television show called Wednesday, right, on Netflix. And it's found a renewed classic character, Wednesday Addams, who I believe is now black in the show. Is that right? Or Spanish or something? Whatever. Not that there's anything wrong with that. I'm just noticing things. That's all. I just notice. Don't really have an opinion. Just notice. That's all. And here's a man dressed up like Wednesday Addams. A person, they call it here, dressed up playing the cello. So that's Wednesday Addams is a classic character. It's a good costume. Nothing wrong with that. I'm going to go over a few that I think you probably should not do. That is not smart this year. I have two that I was able to think of off the top of my head. I'll share these at the end. But number six, according to Google, Wednesday Addams. That's a classic one. That's a good one. Number five, fairy. That not like that. That's not what I mean. I mean the literal, mystical, imaginary creature coming in at number five this year. For what reason? I don't know. People like it. There's no movies or anything with was Peter Pan or something out, Tinkerbell? I don't know. So for some reason, people want to dress up as fairies. That's not a bad one, I guess. Number four, classic. Classic. These are the ones I like. Witch. Witch. This is probably a man here, just so you know, dressed up like a woman witch. That's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. A witch poses for a photo from Getty Images. Okay. That is, I guess, you know, there can be male witches too. I think that the trope, the folklore is kind of a lady witch, but that's okay. This might be a woman. I don't know. It looks like it has some stubble to me, but you know, I just notice things. I don't make comments. I don't have opinions. I just notice, but this is a classic. I would highly recommend, there's some other ones that, you know, aren't on there that should be, that are just super classic. You can't get in trouble, you know, I don't think, for wearing them. But witch is definitely one. Even if you're a male and you want to dress up like a female witch this year, you can do that. Nothing wrong with that at all. Hey, just interrupting real quick for an ad for HMB Radio. I know you're listening to HMB Radio, but wherever you're listening to HMB Radio, please click the upvote button. Give it 5 stars, Spotify, iTunes, whatever. This helps us with the algorithm, helps grow the show, and we really couldn't do it without you. willsyoutube.com if you're listening on podcast. Join us. It's fun. Let's get back to the show. Number three, Spider-Man. Spider-Man. Everybody loves Spider-Man. Very popular character. I don't really have anything to say about this other than, I don't know, Batman's better. I don't know. Is that a crazy thing to say? I don't know. People are very sensitive about their superheroes. I do know that. And you can be male, female, doesn't matter. You got a mask on. You know, you can be trans and be Spider-Man. Nobody's going to know. So people probably aren't going to do that one. They have to make a statement, you know, if they're going to be trans on Halloween and be a trans witch, a trans fairy, trans cowboy. Those are what, that's what people want to see. It's not boring Spider-Man. They want to see trans Spider-Man, okay? So just keep that in mind as you decorate your body with garb tomorrow. Number two, princess. Princess? That's, I don't know. I don't like that. I don't like that. It doesn't, it's not scary. I feel like, you know, witch, Frankenstein, Dracula, Wolfman, Freddy Krueger, like stuff like that. Those are good costumes. It's meant to be scary. It's meant to be, it's just that time of year. It's not just, people just got to confuse it like just dressing up as something. I don't think so. I think you got to be like a zombie or something. If you want to go as a princess, go as zombie princess. If you want to go as a cowboy, go as trans cowboy zombie. You know, just make sure you get everything in there to really celebrate the season. That's the ticket. And number one, according to Google, the number one costume of 2023 for Halloween, you guessed it, Barbie. Barbie, the movie, a big, massive hit. And ladies like Barbie. They really like the film a lot. I did not see it. I heard some good things and I heard some bad things, and I probably will watch it eventually, but it was a major success and I heard it was actually pretty good. So, again, it's just something for whores. Maybe trans Barbie this year. Let's let other people have a turn, you know, so maybe take this year off, gals, you know, unless you were born male and now you identify as a gal, then maybe, you know, Barbie is for you. It's your trans Barbie. That just makes sense. And that's a little scary, too, to some people, not me. I don't have opinions. I just notice. And I just make those observations out loud sometimes into a microphone and into your ears. But I don't care about anything, really. I'm totally agnostic. I can't take it. anymore. I can't take it. So I just observe, I make observations, and I don't have any opinions. Okay? Trans Barbie, number one costume, according to Google, this year, followed by, obviously, trans princess, trans Spider-Man, trans witch, trans fairy, trans Wednesday Addams, trans dinosaur, trans cowboy, trans ninja, and trans bunny. Those are your top 10 costumes. I'm going to get my second strike on YouTube, so that's going to be great. And I would say subscribe on Rumble. Although I'm not saying anything. I didn't say anything. Just made an observation. Don't have an opinion about it. Don't care. I think it's good. I think everything's good. So happy Halloween. Make sure you listen. I know kids don't trick or treat anymore, but make sure that you get a bag of candy. Just have it ready just in case they come to your house and they don't, this way you're prepared. You're not going to be accused of being transphobic if you don't have candy, if you have candy, you know, if not, you just sit at home in the dark and eat it like a pig and hope that everything goes well with Gaza and the Israeli war. If you need to cry, cry, but have Skittles while you cry and don't be transphobic. My name is Will Koontz. I'll be back tomorrow on the Johnny B Show, 8 o'clock on the bone for the Halloween Spooktacular. It's going to be fun and I hope you'll join us and, get the podcast, HMB Radio, Hotel Mike Bravo Radio, all one word on your favorite podcast app, willsyoutube.com. Give it a share. Tell a friend about it and have a good day. Talk soon. Bye-bye.